Message number 956. The greatest persecution will be inflicted by Christians upon Christians. Saturday, November 2, 2013 at 20:30. My dearly beloved daughter, I must urge all of God's children to join in union and pray for my church on earth. My heart heaves at this time, for there is great hatred being shown to those who are practicing Christians. The persecution of Christians will continue in all countries, and this includes all those who have at this time the freedom to practice their homage to me. The greatest persecution will be inflicted by Christians upon Christians. The scourging of my body on earth will be at its worst from within, as brother will turn against brother and sister against sister. You will soon see the declaration of the new prayers, which will be introduced by the new liturgy. The main changes will refer to the Holy Communion, where it will be presented as something which bears little resemblance to my death on the cross when I give up my body for all sinners. By declaring that Holy Communion means the joining together of all of humanity as one before God, you will insult me, because this would be contrary to the truth. The truth no longer means the truth, because so many spread lies, exaggerate, and do not understand how easily the truth can be tampered with. When twisted in a subtle way, many will not notice the changes when the truth is not adhered to. Lies will take the place of the truth, divide the human race, and create the separation from God, which will lead to destruction. Always cherish the truth, because without it the sun will darken, the moon will no longer present light when night falls, and the stars will no longer shine in those days which will signal the final darkness before I come to reclaim my kingdom. By then only the truth will save you. Your Jesus.